Hi, today we're going to talk about where to apply biased cream. I'm Dr. Davidson from Progress Your Health.
And I'm Dr. Mackey from Progress Your Health. Today we're going to talk about a question we received from Sadie, and a very simple question. She's just asking about where she should apply. So why don't you go ahead and read her question.
And with this question, we actually get this question a lot. So
it's like HRT 101. Like yeah, it's like one question. Of those foundational things. It really shouldn't be that much of a question, but it does come up quite a bit.
Because there's just so many opinions about it. But, yeah. Okay, so the question. I've been using hormones for a little over a year, and I swear by them. I have not rotated sites at all. I use a testosterone DHEA cream behind both of my knees and an estriol-estradiol biased on both of my inner thighs every morning. I take a progesterone capsule at bedtime, and my doctor and everything I've read says to rotate sites. I found an article by another doctor, and now I found your article about not having to rotate sites, so I'm gonna keep doing what I've been doing. I put the cream on the back of both of my legs and thighs. My question is, should I alternate one back of the knee and then the other, and then the same with the inner thighs, or does it even matter?
Yeah, good question. I think it's very simple, and I think this, you know, this issue gets a little bit overly complicated a lot. Mm-hmm. So our recommendation, what we tell patients is we tell them, especially with their biased, to put, so if you do let's say a toppy click, which you didn't have your little prop
have
here
my
today,
prop here.
Two clicks twice a day to the inner thigh. Pretty much that's the standard recommendation pretty much across the board. And women always ask, should I rotate it, or on a follow-up or in the future, they always ask, should I rotate sites? I'm like, you don't really have to. If you really feel like you want to, you could rotate legs. You could go from left to right, right to left. You could do that. But I don't think there's really a lot of need to do that.
And I think, like I said, a lot of people have different opinions about this. Like, because I'll have patients that'll come to me and say, the pharmacist said to put it all over, you know, a little on my stomach, a little on my arms, and the next day do here, because they're thinking of dermal adaptation. So you're applying something to the same spot every day that skin there is going to become adapted or maybe thicker, and you won't be able to absorb that cream. Because that is one thing when you're doing hormone therapy, is if you're doing it transdermally, where it has to go into the skin and into the bloodstream, you want to make sure that it gets absorbed. Mm-hmm. What I have found, so we have a couple of things, is in the last 20 years, since doing hormone replacement, doing transdermal creams, is I have not had a problem with absorption when they apply it to the same site every day. And I have patients I've known for 20 years doing hormones, and they have not had an issue because we do a lot of blood testing. If their blood testing was looking really high or really low, then I'd know there's something happening with the absorption in the skin. So now on the second thought of that is, you think about, at least I've always thought about, is hormones. They are technically made, they're fat soluble. You know, they're made from a cholesterol backbone. So I like to put it in more of like a fatty pad, like the inner thigh, because then it can kind of go in there and pulse out, as opposed to, which I've always said, is if you put your hormone cream right here, I don't have a lot of fat there. It's very thin. It's going to go right into the bloodstream, and then it's going to go right out. So a way to keep that level consistent throughout time is actually to put it to like a little fat space there. Wouldn't you agree? Because I think you do that too.
Yeah, we don't recommend. I know that there's some pharmacies have recommended putting it on your, you know, on your thigh, or you can rub it like this on your forearm. And we don't recommend putting it on the arm at all. Plus, if you do your blood work from your elbow crease, it's going to skew those results. Certainly not the upper arm. You don't want to get it near the breast tissue. The abdomen, I don't know where that came from. I don't know who recommends that.
Is it soft tissue? But your abdominal, you know, if there's a little fat there, I got a little bit there. Yeah. That tissue.
Everyone's got some around the midsection, unfortunately. Everyone's got more than they want.
But, you know, I always feel like that's a different type of fat tissue, because actually fat tissue or adipose tissue is its own endocrine gland. Yeah. It secretes out hormones. It's monitoring things like, you know, the leptin, the adiponectin. So I always feel like this abdominal area is just so much more volatile, and I don't want anything near the breast tissue. So you put in skin, everything migrates, you know? So if you put something on your stomach, it could migrate to the breast tissue. And like you said, you put something on this part of your, you know, your bicep. Wait, I should show off my left one. It's a little bit more muscular because I'm a left-handed. No, but yeah,
you got guns going on there.
I'm working out, but it can touch the breast tissue. But then also too, is you don't want to share your hormones with little animals or little babies or little kids or other people if you're hugging on them. So that's why I always feel like the inner thigh is a really good space, because then you're not going to be sharing it with anybody.
Yeah, right. Inner thigh keeps everything protected, especially for men that are using testosterone cream, keeps it, you know, protected. That's where you really have to be certainly for women and with kids and pets, certainly women have to be concerned about that. Not overly concerned, but if it's on a part that's always going to be clothed, you know, that's not really much of an issue, you know. But if a man's putting it somewhere else that comes into skin to skin contact, you know, that's where usually, if there's going to be a problem, it's usually that type of transference.
Yeah, because men, when they're doing testosterone replacement or restoration, they use a lot of testosterone. Where yeah. a female,
comparatively,
yeah, you might give them like 2 to 5 milligrams. A fella's doing 100 milligrams, maybe up to twice a day. So that can really get onto their partners. I mean, I've had some people where it gets on maybe their towels or their sheets, and then I'll see it transfer over to the females. But usually with our patients, you're pretty good at educating them to not get it on their partners.
Just mention it. And usually nowadays, because of all the internet things, everyone can Google everything. Everyone's sort of pretty savvy about that anyways. But men, you know, sometimes you're not paying attention. So kids, pets, and their ladies, they have to be a little bit careful about that. But even still, on the inner thigh, you know, behind the knee, if need be, those are the only really places that it needs to be put. It doesn't need to go anywhere else.
Behind the knee, there's a nice little fat pad there, so that can have absorption. Actually, the bum would be one of the best absorption spots, but if you put it on your bum and then you sit on the toilet seat, then you can share it with the next person that comes over and sits on the toilet seat. So that always kind of rules out, you know, putting it on the bum. Now, with Sadie, she's taking her Biest, which is a combination of the estriol, the E3, and the estradiol, and she's putting that on the inner thigh. I think that's a perfect spot for her. She's also putting her testosterone and her DHEA cream on the back of her knee. Now, a lot of people do that on the back of the knee because there's no hair follicles on the back of the knee, because wherever you put testosterone, and especially something that's a little darker hairy like me, it's going to cause that hair follicle to grow hair. So that's why you never want to put your testosterone on your arms, not just because you don't want to share it because of absorption, but really because you don't want the hair on your arms to start to grow. I've had patients come in and they got kind of hairy arms.
And the testosterone it'll also increase the pigmentation of the hair too. The hair will get darker in that area where you apply it.
Yeah,
There's no real right way around that. Just sort of a consequence of using testosterone.
But sometimes with the testosterone, I'll say, you know, you can also put that on the inner thigh, just because, you know, if it does grow a little hair there, you can shave it off. Because the back of the knee, you know, it's got a nice little fat pad. There's no hair follicle. So the idea that no hair is going to grow sounds really good. But like I was saying, things migrate when you put them on your skin. So I've had some patients where they put it on the back of their knee and they don't look behind. In fact, I had one patient, this was years ago. She was putting it on behind her knee, and, you know, nobody look in the mirror when you're shaving. You're not really looking at the back of your leg. And she wore shorts, and her husband was like, the back of your thighs look like Princess, their dog.
Oh, it looks like their dog.
Yeah, it looked like Princess, their little fuzzy dog. And that's because, you know, it had migrated, you know, down a little bit towards the calf and a little bit up on the thigh. And so it grew some hair there. So,
Now humans already
have hair.
We already have hair there. It's just that the testosterone makes the pigment a little bit, you know, a little bit more distinctive. So you can actually see it, for someone that is like me, that's blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, it's going to change it to a little bit of a darker hair, a little darker pigmentation.
But so where you put your testosterone, you don't have any dark hair that's grown.
It's a little bit darker. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I would say, not tremendously, but a little bit.
Yeah. Somebody like me that has a lot of hair, and I'm kind of hairy and I have dark, you know, very dark hair, that's much more noticeable. So, cause I've had some very fair patients, and they'll say more like, they'll get like the little peach fuzz, but it's a lot of peach fuzz.
Yeah.
Long peach fuzz, but it's light. But that's interesting because you are really fair.
Like I said, this question comes up a lot. Mm-hmm. Like I said, no forearms. Honestly, if you're really thinking about it too, putting hormones on your abdomen, where your uterus and ovaries are, probably not. I don't know the implications of that, but just in general, you don't want to put hormones directly on a hormone sensitive tissue. Men cannot put testosterone on their testicles. Women should not be putting estrogen on their breast tissue, and you should not be getting it close to the uterus or the ovaries. So, you know, the best place is just inner thigh. You could rotate. I mean, if you really wanted to, you could rotate between, you know, one thigh and the other, you know, your right and left thigh back and forth if you wanted to. But other than that, I don't think it's that really big of a concern.
No, I've had people, if they do have their hormones separated, their bias, like Sadie, and she's got her testosterone or DHEA separated. I've had them put it together on the inner thigh and just rub it all in. I haven't seen any issues when I do blood work to see anything that looks skewed on that. I've never seen that. I do have some patients where they'll put on one thigh, you know, in the morning, and then maybe later or that night, they'll put it in the other thigh. I think it's just a way of remembering, like, oh yeah, I put it on the left thigh this morning, you know, Because there's always, because a lot of times people forget, like I'll, even for my, you know, my hormones, I'll, if I take it, I'll turn it upside down. So I know that I already took it. Cause sometimes when you put it on in the morning, you forget, or at night, oh, you know, you forget you even brush your teeth.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like repetitive.
I do rhythmic dosing with testosterone with men. So they get two prescriptions. They get a transdermal testosterone and a transdermal DHEA. And I'll have them, I'll tell them, you know, you can rotate legs. So one month they do testosterone on one leg and then they do DHEA on the other and then they switch, you know. But if they don't, you know, because they're just lazy or they just get into the habit or the pattern, yeah, that's okay too. I don't think it really matters too much.
Yeah. So, and like Sadie says, she swears by her hormones. She feels great on her hormones that she's obviously absorbing them. Then right. I don't think she needs to worry about rotating them because that way you don't have to worry about sharing it with anybody. You don't have to worry about, like she was, you know, the dark hair that comes from the testosterone. Yeah. And that, you know, I do feel like I said, a nice kind of fatty area, which, you know, the inner thigh has a nice fat pad there, that's a good way to kind of absorb those fat soluble hormones.
Yeah. One thing you have to be a little careful with is, you know, she of course never tells us what her dosage is. But when you're doing a transdermal cream like that, you know, biased, it's not going to raise blood levels too much, just in general. But if you feel a certain way, the subjective sort of doesn't overshadow the lab work necessarily. There, you know, we use them both in conjunction, but it's going to be very challenging sometimes to get those blood levels to rise. I know sometimes some of the questions we've gotten over the years where people are trying to chase those blood levels. And as long as she's feeling good, she swears by them, she's been on them for a while, you know, her absorption's good in that respect because she's obviously getting some benefit from them. So we'll talk about, blood levels.
Because everybody's different on blood levels. People on one blood level and they feel amazing, and other people on that same blood level and they don't, because they have, everybody's so individualized on that.
Yeah. So that's another, you know, another episode in the future, but I'm glad she's feeling good. Don't have to overcomplicate the rotation. Keep it relatively pretty simple, whatever is the most convenient. Anything else to add about Sadie's question, or no. Is this one short and sweet?
Short and sweet. But like I said, everybody asks this question, and if you want to rotate, that's okay. Like I said, just be careful you're not sharing your hormones with anybody, but really, you know, just in our experience, and we've been doing this since 2004 and you 2003, I haven't had any issues with ever having to rotate the sites. I always do the same site. Now, to say on other side with some men, just because I think men have a little bit thicker skin, is sometimes I'll do with compounding pharmacies, I'll have them add in a little DMSO because DMSO is kind of a solvent that helps, just a tiny, tiny little bit helps get the hormone into the skin, because I had trouble years ago with men with testosterone. Some of them, they just, you know,
especially when they're really hairy. Yeah, that's why sometimes for men, the back of the knee can be helpful because there's not as much hair. If they got really hairy legs, it can be very challenging that way. And honestly, to the point where they might not be a great candidate through transdermal testosterone because of the hair. But behind the knee, for both men and women, seems to be a fairly reasonable spot. With the rhythmic dosing testosterone for men, you know, there's a few points of the month where they're using quite a bit of cream, and it can, you know, if you got a lot of hair there, it's going to lather up. DMSO, do not buy it on Amazon online. Let your compounding pharmacy do that, because it pulls things into your body through the skin. So if you're working around any kind of solvents or chemicals, if you're, you know, working around pesticides, if you're a mechanic, you know, different things like that, DMSO is probably not a good idea for you, because all those chemicals will be absorbed across the skin lining. So,
but I've never used DMSO with a female. So any female doing any kind of transdermal cream, I've only had to use it with a few men.
Some, not all, it does help with absorption, especially when they're on the hairier side, you know, so you see those blood levels go up quite a bit when you do use the DMSO. I think we're done with Sadie. This one was again short and sweet. Just, you know, pick a spot, you know, rotate it as you see fit, but it's not all that necessary. Until next time, I'm Dr. Mackey
and I'm Dr. Davidson.
Take care. Bye-bye.